Hey everybody, welcome to another deep dive. And today, we're gonna get a little lighter.
Lighter.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're gonna be talking about ultralight backpacking and you know, we're gonna be looking at some gear reviews, some like kind of trend pieces, and then even a peek into a company that's like kind of bucking the trend of like, you know,
Yeah.
just earth tones, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean, ultralight backpacking, it's really fascinating. It's a whole philosophy, you know, kind of impacts the way people connect with nature and how they pack and what they think they can achieve out there.
So by the end of this deep dive, you'll understand not just what it is, but like the why.
Right.
Why are people doing this?
Why?
Maybe it'll spark some ideas for your next outdoor adventure.
Right.
But first, let's just get on the same page here. What exactly is ultralight backpacking?
Yeah.
Is it just like sawing your toothbrush in half?
Yeah, you know, that's the classic image.
Yeah.
You know, but it's more than that. It's really about minimizing the weight that you're carrying to increase comfort and enjoyment and, you know, your ability to cover more ground.
Okay, so less about deprivation, more about kind of a shift in mindset.
Totally.
Maximizing enjoyment by minimizing what you're carrying.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
For sure.
But how do people even get the idea to start, like, you know, lightening their load?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Was this some hardcore hiker who just got tired of, like, lugging around a heavy pack?
I mean, you could say that, right? I think a lot of people point to Ray Jardine's PCT Hiker's Handbook, which was published in 1991. And that was kind of a turning point. You know, he really emphasized minimizing weight for a more efficient and enjoyable hiking experience.
Okay, so that's the origin story.
Yeah.
But how has it evolved from this kind of niche idea to like whatever it is today?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. You know, it started as this fringe philosophy has now gone totally mainstream, right? Like trail running shoes, you know, trekking pole tents.
I see those everywhere now. Yeah.
Yeah. Lightweight packs. You see them everywhere. Even people who wouldn't call themselves ultralight backpackers are adopting this gear.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I see those lightweight packs everywhere, but I have to admit, I still kind of picture like the stereotypical ultralight backpacker as like the, you know, gram counting fanatic, you know,
Right.
tiny pack, freeze dried meals. Any truth to that?
I won't deny that some people take it to the extreme, but yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Have you ever had any like,
Oh, yeah.
Learning experiences?
Oh, absolutely.
Like in your early ultralight days?
Early ultralight days, yeah.
Did you try to make your own gear out of like tinfoil and dental floss?
Let's just say
uh-huh.
my attempts at like crafting a homemade stove from a tuna can didn't exactly go as planned. But hey, you know.
Sure.
It's all part of the journey, right?
Yeah, totally. I think the important takeaway here is that, you know, modern ultralight gear is not about sacrificing comfort or safety.
Absolutely.
Like, in fact, it often performs better than traditional gear.
That's right. It's about thoughtful design and, you know, using innovative materials and just focusing on efficiency without compromising the essentials that you need to stay safe and have a good time out there.
So that brings us to the big why would anyone choose to go ultralight?
Yeah.
Is it all about like setting speed records on the Pacific Crest Trail?
You know, while some people are drawn to the challenge of like fast packing,
yeah.
which is basically combining running and backpacking, the appeal of ultralight goes beyond that. You know, it's really about making backpacking more enjoyable.
Okay.
You know, less strain on your body, more agility on the trail, and it allows you to really connect with nature.
Yeah, I love that like one of our sources talked about how serious some ultralight hikers can get, and they're like, they know it's just walking and sleeping, right? Like, don't get so lost in the
That's a good point.
Weeds here.
It is a good point.
That we're missing the simple joy of being outdoors.
Absolutely. You know, ultralight backpacking at its core, it's about stripping away the unnecessary so you can focus on what truly matters, the experience of being in nature.
Okay, so we've talked about what ultralight backpacking is. We've touched on its history. We've kind of hinted at the why.
Yeah.
But for those of us who aren't planning to like through hike the Appalachian Trail anytime soon.
Right.
Are there any practical takeaways here?
Definitely. Even if you're not ready to go full ultralight, there's a lot to be learned from this approach. You know, being mindful of gear, weight backing strategically, and prioritizing comfort are principles that can benefit ANY backpackers.
That makes sense. Like, for example, we came across this review of the Palante Snowpack. It's a minimalist pack designed specifically for backcountry skiing.
Oh, yeah.
It highlights how, like, the principles of ultralight are being applied across different outdoor activities, not just hiking.
Absolutely. It's all about minimizing weight, maximizing efficiency, and enhancing your enjoyment out there, whether you're hiking, skiing, or just, you know, packing for a weekend trip. There's something to learn from the ultralight approach.
So it's really about applying that ultralight mindset to like any part of life where efficiency and enjoyment intersect.
Yeah.
But some might argue that focusing on minimizing weight takes away from the experience, right? Like, shouldn't we be focusing on appreciating nature, not obsessing over grams?
That's an interesting point. And while it's true that some people can get a little too focused on the numbers, I think the real goal of ultralight backpacking is to enhance the experience, not diminish it. You know, by carrying less weight, you're freer to move, to explore, to be more present in the moment.
I can see that. Yeah, it's like you're removing the distractions and obstacles so you can truly immerse yourself in nature.
Exactly. It's not about deprivation. It's about intentionally choosing what you bring into your experience, both physically and mentally.
I like that. So it's not just about the gear. It's about the mindset. And speaking of mindsets, I think it's time to talk about a company that's not just embracing the ultralight philosophy, but also challenging some of the conventions that surround it.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wildbrush, right?
Wildbrush.
Their backpacks are anything but your typical muted earth tones.
Yeah, they're all about bringing a splash of color and personality to the trail.
Yeah, those artist-designed prints are amazing.
They are so cool, but it's not just about aesthetics, right?
No, they're definitely using, you know, high-tech materials like DCF or Dyneema composite fabric, which is incredibly strong for its weight, making it ideal for ultralight gear. And, you know, what I find particularly compelling is their focus on inclusivity and fit, especially for women.
Yeah, their founder, Julianne Mahoney, actually hiked the Colorado Trail with a prototype of her pack, and people kept trying to buy it right off her back.
Wow.
That's proof that there's a real demand for gear that's both functional and stylish.
Absolutely. It's a great example of how the ultralight movement is evolving to be more inclusive and representative of, you know, the diverse community of people who love being outdoors.
Yeah.
It's not just about stripping things down to the bare minimum, but about thoughtful design that meets diverse needs.
So it's about more than just the gear itself. It's about creativity challenging norms and finding what works best for you, even if it means going against the grain.
Right.
It's about maximizing enjoyment and minimizing burdens, both physical and mental.
Totally.
And that's something we can all apply to our lives, whether we're seasoned backpackers or just starting to explore the outdoors.
Absolutely. Think about it. What areas of your life could benefit from a little ultralight thinking?
We'll delve deeper into that idea later on, but first let's take a look at some of the places where people are putting this ultralight philosophy into practice.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we've got this ultralight mindset in place, right? We're feeling inspired to lighten our loads, but where are people actually putting this philosophy into practice?
Well, you know, you can't talk about ultralight backpacking without mentioning the Pacific Crest Trail, right? It stretches over 2,650 miles from Mexico to Canada,
yeah.
You know, traversing through deserts and mountains.
Oh, wow.
It's like the ultimate testing ground for ultralight gear.
I can imagine carrying like a week's worth of food and water through the desert would definitely make you rethink like every ounce in your pack.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The PCT is where a lot of the early innovations in ultralight gear were born out of necessity. You know, people were trying to figure out how to make their packs lighter so they could cover more ground and just be more comfortable.
So the PCT is like the mecca of ultralight backpacking.
Kind of, yeah.
What about other trails, though? Is it just for these epic through hikes, or are there shorter trips that are good for trying out ultralight gear?
Oh, there are tons of options, no matter where you live or how much time you have. You know, like, for example, in the Northeast, you've got the Long Trail in Vermont.
Okay.
That's a really challenging but rewarding route that follows the spine of the Green Mountains.
I've heard great things about the Long Trail.
Yeah.
Seems like a perfect place to test out your gear and your mental fortitude.
Definitely. And then, you know, down south, you've got the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Okay.
Which offers a variety of trails, you know,
yeah.
Beautiful forests, scenic peaks.
Perfect for a weekend getaway.
Exactly. And then out west,
yeah.
I mean, the options are endless.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Yosemite Grand Teton, Olympic National Park. It's just incredible.
So whether you're dreaming of like a thru hike or just like a weekend adventure, there's an ultralight friendly trail out there for you.
Absolutely. And the beauty of ultralight backpacking is it allows you to experience these places with more ease and enjoyment.
Hmm.
You know, you can cover more ground, be more present in the moment, and really connect with nature.
So, okay, we've got the destinations covered. Let's talk gear. We've mentioned a few brands already, like Six Moon Design, Z-Packs, but what are some other companies or technologies or even apps that are like making waves in the ultralight world?
One trend that we're seeing is this rise of what are called cottage gear companies.
Cottage gear companies.
Yeah, basically these are small independent businesses, often founded by experienced thru-hikers.
Okay.
Who saw a need for more specialized or innovative gear.
So, like Wild Brush that we talked about earlier, but for other types of gear?
Exactly. You've got companies like Dursting Gear, known for their super comfy sleeping pads, and Tarp Tent, which makes really innovative and lightweight shelters. These companies are pushing the boundaries of what's possible with ultralight gear, and they're really passionate about what they do.
That's so cool. It's like they're taking their own experiences from the trail and using it to create better gear for everyone.
Exactly. And it's not just about the small brands anymore. We're also seeing big players like Black Diamond and Mountain Hardwear stepping up their ultralight game as well.
That's great news for consumers, right? Because it means more competition and more innovation.
For sure. And speaking of innovation, let's talk about some of the technologies and materials that are really changing the game. We're seeing a lot of high-tech fabrics like DCF or Dyneema composite fabric. It's this incredibly strong but super lightweight material that's becoming really popular for ultralight gear.
So it's like the superhero of fabrics.
Pretty much. And then you've got advancements in down insulation, making sleeping bags warmer and more compressible than ever before.
I'm always amazed at how they can pack so much warmth into such a tiny little package.
Right. And let's not forget about trekking poles.
Trekking poles.
They've become like essential gear for a lot of ultralight backpackers. Not just for stability, but also for setting up those lightweight shelters.
You mentioned trekking pole tents earlier. How do those even work?
It's actually pretty ingenious. Instead of using traditional tent poles, you just use your trekking poles to support the shelter.
Oh, wow.
Saves a ton of weight and pack space.
It's like they're finding ways to make everything lighter and more efficient.
Exactly. And, we can't forget about apps. There are some amazing apps out there that can help with planning and navigation and even gear tracking for ultralight backpacking.
Okay, can you give me an example of one that you find particularly useful?
Yeah, one that I really like is called Gut Hook Guides. It provides these detailed maps and information for a ton of trails, including the PCT, AT, and CDT, and it even have offline functionality, which is essential when you're in the backcountry.
So it's like having a virtual guide in your pocket.
Pretty much, it can help you find campsites, water sources, even elevation profiles, so you know what to expect out there on the trail.
That's so cool. So we've got the beer, we've got the destinations, we've got the apps, but there's more to ultralight backpacking than just the physical stuff, right? What about like the community aspect?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's this vibrant, growing community of ultralight backpackers online and in real life, forums, social media groups, even local meetups. It's a great way for people to connect, share tips, and learn from each other.
You mentioned earlier how, some people can get a little too focused on the numbers when it comes to ultralight backpacking.
Right.
Do you think that like the community helps to keep things in perspective?
Definitely.
Remind people that it's ultimately about the experience.
Yeah, for sure. I think the ultralight community is full of people who are passionate about the outdoors and who are always willing to help each other out. They share gear recommendations, trail advice, even just words of encouragement. It's a really supportive and inspiring community to be a part of.
That's great to hear. It's like more than just a hobby. It's like a lifestyle. It's the
Definitely.
way of connecting with like-minded people.
It is. And, these communities aren't just for hardcore thru hikers either. They're welcoming to anyone who's interested in exploring the outdoors with a lighter pack, regardless of experience level.
So whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, there's a place for you in the ultralight community.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm curious, what are some of the current trends or like organizations that are shaping the future of ultralight backpacking? Like, what's next for this movement?
One trend that's really interesting is how ultralight is now influencing other outdoor activities. We're seeing more interest in fast packing, which, as you mentioned earlier, is this combination of running and backpacking, allowing people to cover even more ground with minimal gear.
And we saw that article about a minimalist ski pack from Palante, a company known for its ultralight hiking gear.
Right.
So clearly, the ultralight philosophy is expanding beyond just hiking.
Absolutely. People are applying these same principles of, minimizing weight and maximizing efficiency to other activities like bike packing, trail running, even backcountry skiing. It's all about finding ways to move more freely and efficiently in the outdoors, no matter what your chosen activity is.
So the ultralight mindset is becoming more versatile,
Totally.
more adaptable.
Yeah. And another trend we're seeing is this greater focus on sustainability within the ultralight community.
Oh, I think that's awesome. So much of ultralight is about minimizing our impact on the environment.
Right.
So it makes sense that people are seeking out gear and practices that align with those values.
That's exactly. We're seeing companies using recycled materials, adopting more ethical manufacturing practices and encouraging, you know, gear repair and reuse. There's this growing awareness of the environmental footprint of our outdoor pursuits, and people are looking for ways to minimize that.
It's really encouraging to hear. It shows that the ultralight community is thinking about the bigger picture,
yeah,
the long-term health of the planet.
Definitely, and beyond sustainability. You know, there's also a growing movement toward inclusivity and diversity in the ultralight community.
I mean, that's so important.
It is.
The outdoors should be welcoming and accessible to everyone, you know, regardless of their background or identity.
Absolutely. Organizations like Outdoor Afro-Latino Outdoors and the Venture Out Project are doing amazing work to make the outdoors more inclusive and to create a more welcoming space for everyone to enjoy the trail.
So they're not just breaking down barriers, but also bringing fresh perspectives and new ideas to the ultralight community.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's really remarkable. And I think it speaks to this broader evolution of the ultralight movement.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about gear and weight anymore. It's about community inclusivity, sustainability. It's about, you know, creating a more thoughtful and responsible way to experience the outdoors.
So with all of these developments, it's clear that ultralight backpacking is more than just a passing trend.
Yeah.
It's a movement that's evolving and growing in these really fascinating ways.
Absolutely.
But before we get too lost in the future, I want to kind of circle back to the present moment and that idea of an ultralight mindset. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
You know, we explored the history of ultralight backpacking, the gear, the destinations, the community, even how, like, the ultralight philosophy is, like, kind of bleeding into other outdoor activities.
Yeah, it's been fascinating seeing how this movement is evolving, you know.
It really has. But before we wrap things up, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, the idea of an ultralight mindset.
Yeah.
It's about more than just the gear, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it's a way of thinking, a way of approaching challenges and finding solutions. It's about, you know, questioning assumptions, stripping away the unnecessary, and focusing on what truly matters.
And we saw that reflected in the gear, of course, but also in the way people approach their packing and their planning, even their overall experience outdoors, like those hikers on the PCT who were basically forced to innovate and find ways to lighten their load just to make it through the desert.
Exactly. Necessity is the mother of invention,
right?
And that's definitely true in the ultralight world. But it's not just about survival. It's about enhancing the experience by carrying less weight. You're freer to move, to explore, to be more present in the moment.
So it's about maximizing enjoyment and minimizing burdens, both physical and mental. And that's something we can all apply to our lives, whether we're like seasoned backpackers or, you know, just starting to explore the outdoors.
Absolutely. You know, think about it. What areas of your life could benefit from a little ultralight thinking? Maybe it's your work life, your relationships, even just your daily routine.
It could be as simple as decluttering your home or simplifying your schedule or even just like letting go of those negative thoughts that are weighing you down.
Right. It's about creating space for what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. And sometimes that means letting go of things that we think we need, but that are actually holding us back.
I love that analogy. It's like we're all carrying around these invisible backpacks filled with stuff that's not serving us.
Exactly. And just like with a physical backpack, sometimes we need to take a step back and assess what we're carrying. What can we lighten up? What can we leave behind?
It's a really powerful concept, and it goes way beyond just backpacking. You know, it's about being intentional with our choices, both big and small, and creating a life that feels lighter, brighter, and more aligned with our values.
So as we reach the end of our deep dive, we want to leave you with this.
Okay.
What can you lighten up in your life?
Yeah.
What can you strip away, simplify, reevaluate to create a more enjoyable and meaningful experience?
That's a great question. And it doesn't have to be this drastic overhaul, right?
No, not at all.
Start small. Maybe it's unsubscribing from a few emails, decluttering a drawer, or just taking a few minutes each day to breathe and be present.
Yeah, the key is to find what works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to ultralight living, just like there's no one-size-fits-all approach to ultralight backpacking.
It's about finding your own path, your own rhythm, and your own way of lightening your load.
Exactly. So we encourage you to, you know, continue exploring the world of ultralight both on and off the trail.
And if you're feeling inspired, share your thoughts with us. Let us know what resonates with you, what you're curious about, and what you're lightening up in your own life.
We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into ultralight backpacking. We hope you found it insightful, inspiring, and maybe even a little bit challenging.
Until next time, happy trails.